Hello, my name is Leo Giannatti, and I'd like to be credited as Leo Giannatti. I'm James, and I'm a pianist. I mainly play at bars and restaurants. I teach on and off, but I hate doing that, so I prefer not to if I don't need the money. I was in London when they approached me. I'd never even heard of Speck. A couple, I'd say they were mid-60s, but like, they look quite good for their age, you know? Sort of glamorous, like they had money. They said their name was Colville. They'd heard me play and they liked it. So they wanted me to come and play at their house. I was up for it. Parties like that are easy money, so I agreed straight away. I shook Mr. Colville's hand and I remember it felt cold and limp. A bit slimy. But there was nothing really unusual about them. It looked exactly like that. Just the same. A butler, I thought he was a butler, answered the door. It was beautiful inside, but it was cold, and it smelled damp and dusty. It was also quite dark. There were barely any lights on at all. I couldn't see up the stairs, the first floor, not a chance. It was just black. It was creepy. But I thought he'd show me through to the party room, and it'd all be fine. Not since it happened. I told the police, and that was the last time. I had been expecting a big, fancy party. People milling around and chatting and eating fancy finger foods off silver plates. But it was so quiet and awkward. The people were all weird. Posh, but weird. Old. I remember the women all had a lot of makeup on. Sort of ghoulish looking. It was weird. It was made of plywood and didn't fit in with the rest of the house at all. It was like someone had built it as a DIY project over a few hours. But why? It looked so cheap and ugly and pointless. I was feeling the pressure. It was totally silent as I climbed on that stage. Everyone was watching me. I thought I'd just be background music. This was like I was the main event. I pulled out my sheet music and was ready to play when Mr. Colville said they had special music already prepared for me. It was just a series of chords, like C minor, D7 suspended fourth, and then F minor 6, like some kind of weird practice exercise. Play a series of rising chords for one beat. I said, "Is this really what you want me to play?" And they said yes, and they were paying. So I said, "Okay." From the corner of my eye, I saw the people in the audience lean forward in their seats, then lean back again, when I got to the next part below the middle C. I was starting to drift off, thinking about what I'd do with the money. I didn't need to concentrate because it's not like I was playing anything that took any brain power or anything. Then I noticed something weird. I could hear something, muffled but close by. Every time I played a new chord, it was like a weird groaning sound. I could definitely hear it now. Every time I pressed down on the keys, I could hear this noise. I feel like it was coming from underneath the stage, maybe. It was a person screaming. I stopped playing. I was sweating and I didn't want to look at the audience. I was frozen. Mr. Colville told me to keep going. I was so scared. So I did. The next section was the same four chords played for four beats. It was definitely screaming. It was so loud. It rattled the stage. I could feel the screams vibrating in my shoes. And then I played the final note. They all said bravo and clapped for me. I was shaking. My legs were shaking. The butler man who'd let me in appeared, and I was guided out of the room and to the front door. He put an envelope in my hand with my money, and I left. They were quite sceptical, because they said that nobody lives at Bartlett Hall, and they'd never heard of the Colvilles. I have no idea. The police went and they said they found no makeshift stage or anything like that. I think they thought I was mad. But why? And the money they gave me was real, and it was a lot. They paid me £4,000 for that 5 minutes' work, and I've never been able to explain it. But I hope I never, ever see those people again. And I really hope I didn't hurt someone that night.